Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. Today we will discover how to lighten our load. When we look at the loads that we carry, we discover that much of it we can't simply drop. We just can't drop it and never pick it up. We have family, we have work, we have leisure activities, religious commitments, and a host of other things can't be neglected. Lightening our load is more a way of leveraging what we do rather than lessening what we do. So, for example, you're in the airport and you have a big suitcase and you have it on rollers. So it's much easier to get through the airport rather than trying to lug a large suitcase by hand. So, you know, using a suitcase with the wheels, your load is lightened. For a century, the word of the gospel, our text today, has brought comfort to millions of people. Jesus' words are an open invitation to lighten our load and find rest and renewal so that we can continue our journey. Some of the loads that we carry are burdens that we should have never picked up at all in the first place. We worry about, of course, loss of job, especially now during COVID. A lot of people are losing their jobs. We worry about our children and their success in school. We worry about our finances. We worry about dealing with COVID-19 and the infections that are increasing at this time. We can lighten our load. We can lighten our load by bringing our worries and concerns, for which we cannot control the outcome, in Jesus, in prayer. We go to Jesus in prayer. Usually we have to come to Jesus over and over again until, in prayer, until we can finally lay things down and keep them in the hands of Jesus. There are times that we must simply release things to Jesus. We have to. We can't carry all that stuff ourselves. We still work hard, you know. We have jobs or we're watching kids, one thing or another. We try to accomplish our goals and finish our tasks. But we release them to Jesus and acknowledge that God Himself is the one who is in control. So if you truly believe that and you know that you've handed over to Jesus and God is in control, we find rest. We find rest in communing with Jesus. We being silent and surrounding ourselves with love, His love, and acceptance. Another wonderful gift that God has given to us to lighten our loads is the gift of community. Now, we are very lacking in community at this time because we're not able to meet together downstairs and have Bible study and talk over cookies and whatever old snacks are going on. That it is critical for us to do that. Paul writes to the Christian church and he exhorts us to bear one another's burdens. The Christian faith was never meant to be lived in isolation. We need others. We need our Christian friends. being in community allows us to bear each other's burdens. Bearing burdens is a two-way street as well. We need to be open with others and share our struggles and burdens. Open to ask for help and allow people to help us. We also need to be open to being asked for help and considering it our Christian responsibility to bearing others' burdens when asked. Jesus not only invites people who are tired and weary to come to him and find rest, he also invites them to take his yoke upon themselves, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We like the idea of resting in Jesus. Oh boy, that just sounds wonderful. But we're not so sure about that, taking up that second part of the invitation there, to take Jesus' yoke. We may not even realize what that yoke is, but it just sounds like we don't want to be a part of it, because we know what Jesus had to go through life. The yoke of Jesus is the burden of love. We should all want to take up that yoke with that love. You know, dads carry their children remarkable distances when asked because of why? Love. Parents, moms make huge sacrifices for their kids because of love. Teachers make the effort and touch lives. Why? Because of love. That's why. Love empowers us to big and small actions that meet the needs of others and change their lives. Complaining, we're good at that. That's normally our response, you know, being overworked, overburdened. But, you know, complaining does not work. It just does not work at all. It never lightens our load. Complaining isn't a very good Christian witness. And the world is not impressed by it. God has graced us with other ways to deal with the daily burdens and cares of life. We can release our burdens to Jesus. We can go to him in prayer. We allow others to bear our burdens and be empowered to live by love. God gives us the way to lighten our load, achieve and maintain balance, and experience the abundant life that is ours in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.